This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Thursday, May 23, 2024. Let's begin in Ukiah, where a significant decision has been made regarding a historic downtown building. The former Palace Hotel, long a subject of local concern, is now set for demolition. This follows a building permit issued by the City of Ukiah's chief building official, marking the end of a prolonged effort to either stabilize or demolish this structure. The fate of the Palace Hotel, a once grand establishment in Ukiah, has been uncertain for years. City officials have tried since 2011 to address the building's hazardous condition. In a city council meeting last November, the chief building official declared the hotel an imminent hazard to public safety. This prompted an order for the owner to apply for a permit to either stabilize or demolish the building by May 14th. In 2017, after failed attempts to work with private ownership, the city sought the appointment of a receiver to manage the property. That receiver, with financial assistance from local hotel owner G2 Ishwar, worked on plans to seismically retrofit the hotel. However, rising costs and the inability to secure further financing led to the termination of the receivership last year. Mr. Ishwar, having taken control of the property through foreclosure, agreed to sell it to a buyer with restoration intentions, but the sale fell through. With no progress made on addressing the building's dangerous state, the chief building official enforced a May 14th deadline for a demolition permit application. Mr. Ishwar complied, and the permit has been conditionally approved. Before demolition can begin, further steps, including securing a contractor and obtaining necessary permits, must be completed. City officials have publicly recognized the ties the community has to the building and its important place in Ukiah's history. However, city officials are concerned that it has been neglected for decades and has significantly deteriorated. While seismic retrofitting may be possible, their concerned costs are prohibitive and finding investors has proven difficult. Looking forward, any new development on the site must adhere to downtown zoning codes, ensuring consistency with the vision for Ukiah's downtown core. There will be opportunities for public input during this pre-development process. Now turning to Mendocino County's elections, a ballot printing company made a significant error during the primary election has lost its certification. The Secretary of State revoked the certification of integrated voting systems, a decision that has sparked a legal dispute. The controversy centers around integrated voting systems, a ballot printing service that has been handling Mendocino County's elections for 15 years. Earlier this year, the company sent over 52,000 incorrectly printed ballots to voters for the March primary. The errors included sending Republican ballots to all registered voters in the county, regardless of their party affiliation. The mix-up led to multiple rounds of replacement ballots being sent out. In one case, voters like George McCord received 3 ballots, while others like Dolly Brown didn't get a correct replacement at all. The state's decision to decertify integrated voting systems was based on multiple violations. According to a letter from the Secretary of State, the company failed to notify state officials about the printing error within the required 2 business days. Additionally, they used an uncertified third-party vendor for adding ballot tints and watermarks, which contributed to the error. This is not the first time integrated voting systems has faced issues. Past elections in Colorado and Utah also saw errors that required significant fixes and manual recounts. Despite these past issues, Integrated Voting System CEO Eric Kozwalski disputes the recent revocation. In a letter from the company's legal counsel, they argue that Integrated did notify the Secretary of State within the required time frame, and that the person responsible for the ballot tints was a contracted employee under their certification. The company has indicated it is preparing to litigate. Meanwhile, Mendocino County is moving forward seeking new vendors to ensure the integrity of future elections. Now let's turn to Hopland, where Caltrans is inviting the public to an in-person community meeting about the proposed Hopland ADA project. This meeting will take place on Wednesday, June 5th from 6 to 7 at the Chanel Valley Academy Multipurpose Room located at number 1 Ralph Betcher Drive in Hopland. Caltrans staff will provide details and answer questions about the project, which aims to improve accessibility on US 101 in Hopland in Mendocino County. The proposed improvements include upgrading sidewalks, curb ramps, and driveways, as well as reconstructing the roadway and rehabilitating pavement. Community input is crucial to developing a construction plan that best serves Hopland. For more information, visit the Caltrans website at dot.ca.gov. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.